At 7:06, we have some drizzle and 45 degrees in the Atlantic. We picked up 0.6 of an inch of rain, or rather 0.16 I should say, of an inch of rainfall here in Atlantic. And Messina reports 0.3 of an inch of rainfall overnight. Our forecast for today is calling for cloudy skies, with any rain to be ending toward midday at the latest, a high around 46. Good morning, I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's electronic headquarters, where you can trust names like U.S. Cellular and Dish Network. Montgomery County Sheriff's Office reports this morning the arrest Sunday night of 34-year-old Justin Wayne Schwartz of Grant. Schwartz was charged with child endangerment and simple domestic assault following an incident that occurred at around 9:50 p.m., during which he allegedly hit a residence in the 300 block of First Street in Grant with a skid loader. Schwartz was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held on $2,000 bond. The Iowa State Patrol, along with deputies from Cass County and officers with the Iowa DNR, assisted at the scene. News time is 7:07.
Say goodbye to blindly following the iPhone crowd to a carrier that just doesn't care. And hello to U.S. Cellular's high-quality network with the amazing new 4G LTE Samsung Galaxy S3 smartphone for $199.99. U.S. Cellular. Hello better. After $100 mail-in rebate that comes as a MasterCard debit card, smartphone data plan, and other restrictions apply. $30 activation fee may apply. See store for details.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. Don't follow the crowd blindly. Come see me and check out our Samsung Galaxy S3, the phone that will do everything you dreamed of and more. Your authorized U.S. cellular agent in downtown Atlantic, Rex Pharmacy.
It's time to say goodbye to expensive lines and hello to family time. Get up to 4 additional lines free with any U.S. cellular family plan now through the end of 2012. And you can save up to $80 a month. U.S. Cellular. Hello. Hello better. Restrictions apply. Go to uscellular.com for details.
This is Becky from Rex Pharmacy. Isn't it time to get your family together? Come see me for great phones and great plans. Rex Pharmacy, your authorized U.S. cellular agent in downtown Atlantic.
Two people were injured, one of them seriously, during a collision Sunday northeast of Viking Lake State Park in Montgomery County. Sheriff's officials say 22-year-old Bradley Lee Dummler of Villisco was transported to the University of Nebraska Medical Center in Omaha by helicopter following the crash that happened at around noon Sunday near the intersection of 220th Street and S Avenue. Dummler was a passenger in a 2007 Chrysler HHR driven by 25-year-old Melissa Lynn Dummler, also of Villisco. Authorities say the couple was traveling west on 220th when the vehicle hit loose gravel at the bottom of the hill. It went out of control and entered the north ditch, where the vehicle rolled several times before coming to rest on its wheels in a field. Melissa Dummler suffered minor injuries. She was taken to the Montgomery County Hospital by Red Oak Rescue, treated and released. The vehicle was a total loss. No injuries were reported following a collision between a pickup and an SUV Sunday afternoon east of Red Oak. The sheriff's office said the accident happened around 12:45 p.m. at the intersection of Highway 34 and 200th Street. A 2005 Ford F-150 pickup driven by 40-year-old Shelley Ray Jennings of Red Oak was stopped at the intersection, and her vehicle was rear-ended by a 2004 Chrysler Pacifica driven by 32-year-old Elizabeth Susan Hausen of Clarinda. Hausen told authorities she was having mechanical problems with her SUV at the time of the impact. Damage to the vehicles was estimated at $2,000 each. The police chief in Bedford released a statement Saturday criticizing the writer of an article in the Des Moines Register with regard to an incident which led to a Bedford High School student being hospitalized in critical condition after suffering from a brain injury. Police Chief Jeremy Holbin said Kyle Munson's article in Saturday's paper was wrong when he said Bedford police were not involved in an investigation of the alleged bullying incident involving 16-year-old Stacy Stroh, a Bedford student and football player. Holbin said Munson never spoke with him or any of the officers on the Bedford police force prior to publishing the story. The chief said there is an active investigation into the incident, one that has been underway since it was reported 2 weeks ago. In his article, Munson quoted family members who stated that Stroh's condition was the result of bullying by teammates. Holden said because of Stroh's medical condition, officers have not been able to interview him about the incident. The Lenox Police Department reports a Union County man was arrested Friday night. Officials say an officer on routine patrol observed 22-year-old Matthew J. Davis of Creston relieving himself in the parking lot of the Casey's General Store. When the officer approached Davis, he determined that the man was intoxicated. After being placed under arrest for public intoxication and while patting down Davis, the officer also discovered a small amount of marijuana in Davis's pocket. The man was subsequently charged with possession of marijuana and transported to the Taylor County Jail. And the Lenox PD reports also 20-year-old James Robert Castillo of Lenox was arrested at around 7 p.m. for violating his probation. Castillo was transported to the Taylor County Jail, where he was being held without bond pending an appearance before the magistrate. Elsewhere in news from over the weekend, state and local officials are investigating a structure fire that occurred Saturday morning near Sydney in Fremont County. The Sheriff's Department said they received a call about the fire at 3061 170th Street just before 2 a.m. No one was in the home at the time. Firefighters from Sydney Fire and Rescue were assisted in battling the blaze by crews from Randolph, Tabor, and Riverton. The home sustained extensive fire and smoke damage. No injuries were reported, and firefighters were on the scene for about 90 minutes. The fire remains under investigation by the State Fire Marshal's Office with assistance from the Fremont County Sheriff's Department. News time is 7:12.
The chills, the headaches, the grogginess, the stepped-up sinuses. When cold and flu strike you and your family, you can count on help you'll receive at Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. You'll find a wide selection of over-the-counter cold and flu remedies to offer relief. Plus, if you're on a prescription and need to know how some of these cold and flu remedies will interact with your prescription, all of our Health Mart pharmacists are trusted healthcare resources that can recommend the best products for you. This is Carla from Rex Pharmacy. Don't let cold and flu season bring you down. Let us take care of you. We want to be your pharmacy.
The kids are back in school, football season is here, and the leaves are falling. But for some of you, this means only one thing. Fall allergy season is here. At Rex Health Mart Pharmacy, you can find the medications you need to keep those sniffles in check, those sneezes quieted, and those watery eyes drip-free. Not sure what you need? Ask us. All of our Health Mart pharmacists will take the time to get to know you, explain your medication, and answer your allergy questions. Don't let allergies bring you down. Let us take care of you. This is Josh, and I want to be your pharmacist. Rex Health Mart Pharmacy. Caring for you and about you.
In the funeral announcements, Richard Dick Floyd Anderson, age 80, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Dick Anderson will be today at 10:30 at the United Church of Christ in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has arrangements. Bernice Schroeder, age 91, of Manning, died Tuesday. Funeral services for Bernice Schroeder will be this morning at 10:30 at Zion Lutheran Church in Manning. Odie Funeral Home in Manning has arrangements. Zena Lyman, age 48, of Greenfield, died Friday. Graveside memorial services for Zena Lyman will be today at 11 o'clock at the Fairview Cemetery in rural Stewart. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Carol Ray Brown, age 63, formerly of Des Moines, died Thursday at Panora Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Carol Brown will be this afternoon at 1:30 at the First Christian Church in Panora. Twig Funeral Home in Guthrie Center has arrangements. Norma J. Gosh, age 61, of Elkhorn and formerly of Harlan, died Saturday in Elkhorn. Funeral services for Norma Gosh will be tomorrow at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Vaughn T. Bowman, age 53, of Audubon, died Saturday at Thomas Rest Haven in Coon Rapids. Funeral services for Vaughn Bowman will be held tomorrow at 11 a.m. at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. Fred Jr. Holtz, age 87, of Avoca, died Saturday at Avoca Nursing and Rehab. Funeral services for Fred Holtz will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Elsred William Schmitz, age 88, of Harlan, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial service for Elsred Schmitz will be held Thursday at 11 o'clock at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Dwayne Dale Nielsen, age 69, of Atlantic, died Friday. Memorial services for Dwayne Nielsen are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Sophia Sherwin, age 102, of Atlantic, died Friday at the Heritage House. Services for Sophia Sherwin are pending at Roland's Funeral Home in Atlantic. And joint services for 84-year-old Laverne Alexander and his daughter, 56-year-old Pam Steffen, both of Atlantic, are currently pending. Pam Steffen died October 27th at her home. Laverne Alexander died November 2nd at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, Atlantic's battery headquarters. Batteries for your watch, camcorder, radio, camera, or cellular phone. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.